Yo, this is Lyric. This is the truth. Where we speak the true gospel truth every week. And I give you my unvalid opinions today. So basically, we trying to drop an episode every week. You know, this, I'm finna turn 23, so we gonna work on these consistency levels and all that. But there's nothing more important than me in the world. It's God. So, you know, how can I expect things from him and not expect him to expect things from me? You feel me? So I'm just in a little type of vibes right now. And right now, we finna speak on peace and tranquility. Peace only comes from God. Dang, I feel like I messed up. I dropped the ball. I should have looked up some scriptures. But it's alright, you know. It ain't alright. Hold on. Give me a second. We finna come right back. Hold on. I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to come back. I ain't gonna lie. This is a little disorganized for, like, give me a second. Because, like, the idea came yesterday. Because, like, one of my favorite podcasters, they decided they didn't want to do a podcast no more. That, you know, they feel like God is elevating them to newer platforms. So I'm like, dang, bro. Well, I'm gonna listen to him, God. Like, you can do it. I'm like, I know I can do it, but, you know, I don't want to do it. Yeah, but, you know, I decided to just go ahead and do it. If he say I can do it, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I ain't gonna lie. And so, normally, you know, as a person, you know, I gotta get this, I gotta do that. Nah, I just decided to get where I already had and just go from there and just get on those things, too. Cause that's gonna be excuses for me to wait. And I ain't gonna wait. I'm just gonna go ahead and do it. I'm telling you, I'm on a new path, bruh. I'm on a new vibe, man. Sometimes I do things, I feel like it ain't enough. It ain't, but what is enough? You feel me? Like, I think that's just another pride thing we have as people. A lot of stuff we have is pride. So, we said peace. Alright, bet. We're gonna start off with scripture and peace. Because I feel like scripture is important, because, like, that's how you get closer to him. And then last episode, I was telling y'all to get more in y'all word. So, you know, who am I to tell y'all not to get to? Who am I to tell y'all to get in y'all word, and I'm not getting y'all word to get into? You feel me? So, boom. I'm reading a couple of my favorite scriptures about peace. The Lord, Philippians. Nah, I ain't the best reader in the world. When it comes to pronouncing words, I be slurring my words. Just go with me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 to 7. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart, your mind, in Christ Jesus. Me personally, I don't say Christ Jesus. I say Yahshua because that's his Hebrew name. But this is me personally for y'all out there. They say Jesus, Jesus. That's you, Jesus. Jesus. Another one, I'm breaking down as I, like, talk more about it. But another one is John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have troubles, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I'm the two more. Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3-4. You will keep in perfect peace. My bad. You will keep in perfect peace those who mind are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord. The Lord himself is the rock and attorney. Okay. John chapter 14. I was trying to get a deeper understanding of that one. That's why it took me a little minute. Because it said, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Okay, what does steadfast mean? Hold on, let's look up what steadfast mean. And like, one day we is going to actually be on, like, video record. But like I said, I just did it. I just got what I got. And just went go ahead and did it. Cause I didn't want to wait. Alright. Steadfast. Resolute. Is that resolute or doubtful? They don't got no easy words. Because steadfast for dummies. Hold on. That's what I need. Steadfast definition. Okay. Boom. Regular. That's steady. My bad. For dummies. For kids. My bad. Firm in belief, determination, and adherence. And loyal. All right. So basically with this scripture, this is the Isaiah 26. You will keep in perfect peace those who mind are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternity. Okay, so you keep perfect peace because you're loyal to God. And that's something that I'm going to be also talking about while we're going. And back to John chapter 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. Boom. Moral of the story, you only can get peace when you with God. I'll say it one more time. You only can get peace when you with God. And when you with God, your peace gonna get shook. And that's because, one, you don't got cocky in the peace, and you don't invited some people in, now they messing up your peace. Or two, I like to say it's like a battery. When you with God, your battery is charged, you feel me? Your battery is charged when you with God. But as soon as you take your charger out, that's when you go do your missionary work. You know, you just go out there. You know, you charging up while you reading your Bible. You getting everything you need to go out there and do your work. You take your phone off charger to go out there. But when you come back, you supposed to download, go back to God. But as people, sometimes we don't do that. Cause we be such in peace. We be so good. We doing everything good. We straight. But yeah, for your phone dying, your spirit, that's your spirit. Your spirit dying because you ain't wanting to go recharge. Now your peace, now you starting to stress out. Now things is overflowing your brain because your peace is messed up. Because you ain't went back to meditate. You ain't go back and read your word. You ain't go do that. Your peace is all jumbled up because of that. And we don't realize that. Like, it took me a minute to realize it. And I'm like, that's what's going on. Because I be in perfect peace. The next thing I know, I'm stressed out. I'm aggravated. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, bro. Like, what's going on, God? Because I ain't going to go charge up. I ain't going to go read my word. I ain't going to go do this. My peace messed up. I know other people, their peace get messed up because they go have other people on today that will go hang. They go be around other people. They're wondering why everything just go all wrong in life. Maybe you're around people that ain't of God, and they come clean to you because they see that light. It's what like people is what it is. It's what's inside people, not people itself. And like that's a lot of things that you gotta realize in spiritual warfare. Everything is a spiritual battle. And a lot of things you have to attack spiritually. I was like telling my mama the other day, like I be knowing a lot of things. What I used to do, I just sit there and tell people, but I realized that's not gonna work all the time. It's not work most of the time. You have to fight a lot of stuff spiritually, and then sometimes you tell them so they can be aware and they can fight it spiritually. But sometimes you gotta fight it spiritually so much so they can be aware, cause not what's inside them. It's going to come against you. But if you find that spiritually, you don't got to worry about that. Because you find it spiritually with God. God is right there. God is your shield. And so, yeah. So that peace. So basically, I don't know what I'm saying. Peace and tranquility. Peace and that T word come from God, and you only can do that by getting your word and talking to God and listening. Say that one more time. Listening to God. You don't just talk to God. See, a lot of people think talking pray or praying. A lot of people think praying is talking. No. Praying, you asking for something. Talking, you're communicating. Pray, talk, listen. Pray, talk, listen. Sometimes I just pray and listen. Sometimes I do that. Because you want God to have a voice. You want God to have an opinion. You want him to come inside your life. Because now if you just praying and talking, there's no entry door. There's no way. How can you talk over somebody? He's never going to talk over you. Unless you get comfortable. Like right now, he was telling me to shut up. Because I have a relationship with him. You know, when you don't know somebody, you're not finna talk over them. He don't know you, so he's not going to talk over you. Now, when you get a strong relationship, when you read your word, you'll come to him, you'll listen to him, you get that strong relationship, then, you know, he'll tell you to shut up. Hey, I'm lying. I done got told shut up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just thinking. I'm asleep, and I'm thinking. That's how much my mind just run. This man, I done got told shut up. Not even by him, by you know the people he's the angels he's sitting there. They just talk. They like shut up. You talk too much. I'm like, yeah, no. These niggas disrespectful, but it's fine. They can't even say niggas. I don't know. It's just how I talk. You know, this ain't only God can judge me. But then I also learned. I seen a little TikTok. You don't want God to judge you. You see the day like you read the Old Testament. I'm like, you right. I don't want him to judge me. I don't want to give him no extra reasons to be judging me. So you know you right. But yeah. Back to the moral story. That's the truth. It's just your peace and your peace and your tranquility will come from God, and that's the gospel truth. And this is weird truth. Have a good day. See you next week.